Hello and welcome to another episode of the Sisters in Christ podcast. I am Pamela Ferguson, and joining me in studio today is my beloved sister in Christ, Tamara Evans. Welcome, Tamara.
Thank you, Pam. Happy to be back.
It's great to have you. So today, we are going to begin a new study on the topic, Study to Show Yourself Approved. And our key scripture will be 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Have you ever wondered why, out of all the things Paul could have said to Mara, he told Timothy, study to show yourself approved unto God? In a world of quick devotionals and scrolling scripture posts, the invitation to study feels both ancient and deeply personal. But this is more than a command. It's a call to intimacy, a call to maturity, a call to purpose. When we study God's word, we aren't just collecting facts. We're uncovering his heart. We're stepping into the deep waters of truth, being shaped by every breath of God. This is not about being perfect students. It's about becoming faithful sons and daughters who seek to understand the one who saved us. In today's episode, Tamara and I will discuss why this kind of study matters to God, what it means to be approved, and how rightly dividing the word changes how we live, how we love, and how we lead. So it's that time now to go get your coffee, get your tea, whatever your favorite drink, and take this journey with Tamara and I to not only know the scripture better, but to know God more fully.
Yes.
Tamara, welcome back again.
We're here to discuss the word.
Yes.
The truth.
Study to show yourself approved. Studying is not one of my strongest points because I'm not good at memorizing. Mm-hmm. I feel like I have to know the concept.
Yes.
And so it will take me a longer time to understand it. Because if I just memorize and I'm under pressure, I'm going to forget everything. So it takes me a longer time to try to get that concept down pat. But Tamara, what do you think, or why do you think Paul emphasized study to Timothy? And how does that apply to believers, you and I and our listening audience today?
Well, when we think about the word study, it means to be zealous, mm-hmm. to make haste, mm-hmm. and to be diligent. Be diligent with intense effort. Mm-hmm. Paul warns Timothy, mm-hmm. the young pastor, about the danger of false teachers in 2 Timothy mm-hmm. chapter 2. And what he's saying is, it's a call to spend time, to savor. It's not to rush through. It's almost like you're going to through a 5-course meal and not a fast food joint. You're sitting down, you're reading, you're trying to understand, like we learned in school, the who, what, where, when, mm-hmm. why. Mm-hmm. And we're taking that and applying it to our lives. Mm-hmm. So it's not a rush through. Mm-hmm. It's being intentional about sitting down and asking the Holy Spirit to help you, because the word can only be properly discerned and known by the Spirit of God, mm-hmm. Him working in us mm-hmm. and through us.
And I think that was good advice for Paul to give to Timothy, like you said, a young pastor. Mm-hmm. He's saying to him, spend time to study and to know the word of God, because you are a teacher to others. And he wanted him to teach truth. When I was growing up, I used to remember there used to be this doctrine, oh, if you're Christian, you can't wear pants. Mm-hmm. If you're Christian, you can't wear makeup. I mean, I was a little girl, so it didn't really affect me, but I heard it. And see, to me, that's a sign of a false prophet. This is somebody who read the word, and that's, well, according to them, that's their interpretation. But if they're talking to people who didn't know this word themselves, they go and run after them and believe them. You tell me, you say the word says this, so I should do this. And so God is saying to us as believers, get in that word and study it for yourself so that you can defend the faith. So if someone comes to you and saying something that is out of line with the word of God, you can get in there and say no, because I know his word, and particularly for those who are in the position of guiding other people. It's so important that you study and understand God's word, because to study his word, as we will get into later, is to understand his heart.
Yes.
You don't know what to do if you don't know his word. Mm-hmm. You're like walking in a room in darkness.
Yes.
But when you get to know his word, you are getting to know the heart of God, what he wants for you, how you should live. And then you teach that to others who are younger in the faith.
Yeah. I mean, when we go to the word to study it, we're not looking for a quick emotional fix. Mm-hmm. We're looking to draw the meaning of the text. We're looking to see what the heart of God is saying to us in the matter. And that's hard a lot of times because, we find ourselves in situations and circumstances where we just want that one word to give us comfort and peace. Mm-hmm. And when we read it in its full context, then we realize, oh boy, he's saying much more to me in this. And there's some things I need to be doing in order to receive the blessing or the peace or the guidance or instruction from the word of God to act on. And that takes time. Mm-hmm. That takes time. I know we do our devotions in the morning. It has the scripture reference. And we get a story behind that devotion. And sometimes, and in a lot of cases, that's all that most people do.
Yep.
They wait for the Sunday morning service or the Wednesday Bible study. And that's where they get most of their instruction. But the Lord is calling us to a deeper relationship with him to know his word. And there's so many different versions. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, the King James, the New American Standard, the New International Version, that helps us to understand what God is trying to say to us, or not trying, what he is saying to us, and how we ought to apply it to our lives. Mm-hmm. So basically, we have no excuse. Yeah.
And this passage for me is also a reminder that God's word is not optional.
No.
It's not optional for me to get in there and to study, because guess what? It equips me. It equips us to live faithfully.
Yeah, it's causing us to spend that time with him, get to know him, be illuminated by the word, and to apply it to our lives. It's one thing to know something, to have the head knowledge, but the heart knowledge and applying it to our daily living is a different story. And that's where a lot of us struggle.
Yeah.
A lot of us struggle there, especially if we believed one thing and we see something else happening.
And believe it for so many years.
Yes. I mean, even in our hard times and dark places, some people believe that believers should not never suffer anything, never suffer loss. There's a song, I will not suffer. I will not beg for my God. David did say in his word that in all my years, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that there would not be a time in your life that you would have a need and your brothers and sisters would not have to come in and meet those needs. So sometimes we say that, and then in pride, We don't reach out for help. We don't, because we take the word, okay, I'm not begging for bread. It's not that you're begging. The fact is that there are times in our lives that we will have needs.
Yes.
And that the Lord will allow us to go through those experiences to show that He is our provider. You would never know He can provide for you if you're never in a tough place where you would need Him to provide. And sometimes that provision doesn't always come from your own hand.
Yeah.
The Lord allows other people to come into your life and be a blessing to you.
Because He's building us.
He's building us.
If you have a perfect life where everything is going well and you have no need and no worry, how are you going to get closer to Him?
Right.
You're not.
and so when you hear that, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or seed begging bread, that means that the Lord will provide for the righteous.
He'll always be there.
Mm-hmm. He will always be there. But the key is it may not always come through your hand.
Yeah.
You may not be the one working that for you. The Lord may allow others to do that for you. And there's no shame in that. So I'm saying we don't want to take out the word out of context. We want to be able to rightly apply it. And that's what Paul said. A workman, not ashamed.
Shame.
Rightly dividing. Talking it to the truth of what God intended it to be. Mm-hmm. And not like the false prophets and teachers that are out there that are saying all of the good things you want to hear. And then when the hard times come or crisis hits you, you don't even know how to go to God for yourself.
Yeah. Ensuring that God's words align up with Him, our lives align up with Him, and that we seek His approval and not necessarily the approval or the opinion of others.
And that's why knowing the word, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I may not sin against thee.
Yep.
Hiding the word in your heart, meditating on it day and night.
Right. So Tabara, right there, right? There's sometimes when, you know, I would try to get into the word every day, and I must be honest, I don't study it every day. And so you find that you miss a day, and so you went and get a passage of scripture and you read. What is the difference, Tamara, between reading the word of God and studying the word of God?
So studying the word of God, I believe, is a command for every believer to search the scriptures daily, like the Bereans. If you don't read the word, you're walking in ignorance. Mm-hmm. Ignorance to the scriptures. Ignorant to God's, not only the blessings, but His warnings. Mm-hmm. Ignorant to the things to come. Ignorant about the one whom you call your Lord and Savior. You know, the Bible says in the book of Daniel, the people who know their God will stand firm and do great exploits. But if you don't know your God through His word, His revealed word, His truth about who He is, how He does things, what He wants from us, how we ought to live for Him, and how we ought to get others and fellowship with others and be involved in things, how would you walk when trouble comes, when things hit you, when life throws you a curveball? You don't, those curveballs, they come and you don't know where they're coming from. But if you're not rooted and grounded and built up in the word, you will be tossed about. You're like a person who built their house on the sand. You don't have a strong foundation. So when the storm comes, what does the Bible say? Your house is just made to shambles because there was no firm foundation to hold it.
Which is the word of God.
It's just the word of God. Mm-hmm. The word is truth. It is life. It is light. Mm-hmm. It is a path for us. And so I like the book of Psalms, Psalm 19. It says, the law of the Lord is perfect. What does it do? It refreshes the soul. Mm-hmm. Does your soul need refreshing? Mm-hmm. Get into the word of God. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy. Mm-hmm. And what does it do? Make wise the simple. Mm-hmm. Are you simple? Are you looking for wisdom? Get in the word of God. And verse 8 says, the precepts of the Lord are right. Mm-hmm. What does it do? give joy to the heart.
Yep.
Are you weary? Are you heavy laden? Do you need joy? Get in the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 9. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The decrees of the Lord are firm. All of them are righteous. And they are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than the honeycomb. And this is what the psalmist says in verse 11. By them, by your word, your servant is warned.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In keeping them, there is great reward.
Yeah, great reward.
And so when you hear that, you understand clearly that for me to live and move and have my very being in the Lord, I need to be in the word.
To understand and to study it.
See,
for me, reading is simply going through the words.
Yes.
That's what we do sometimes when we want to tick the box. Oh, Lord, I haven't read the Bible in a few days, so let me sit down and read. And sometimes mm-hmm. you do that. Sometimes, because life happens. But for me, studying involves digging deeper.
Oh, yes.
Trying to understand the meaning, the context in which the scripture was written, cross-references. And mm-hmm. then, one of the most important parts that you had mentioned, the application of what we have learned. It takes it a step further. See, I do better with studying. I do read sometimes, but I do better with studying because when I take those steps and those processes, it helped me to understand the scripture better. So if I'm going through something or I want to encourage somebody, I can remember, oh, this scripture means that. I just sent a scripture to a friend this morning. I was just sitting down and I was thinking and I remember 2 Chronicles chapter 2, mm-hmm. verse 20, right? And mm-hmm. I went back and I read that and I'm like, whoa, this is so applicable right now. I don't remember verses too much. Sometimes I do with them, but I remember that was in 2 Chronicles 2 because I read that story a while back and I loved it. But it for me, I need to do that in order for that to stick and have that application, put it in my everyday life. Let's look at Psalms 23 mm-hmm. in terms when we talk about application.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. When you're studying that, you're looking at, okay, what was happening during those days when David said, the Lord is my shepherd. Mm-hmm. You know what it is for the Lord to be the shepherd of your life. He is there guiding you, mm-hmm. protecting you. And because he is my shepherd, I shall not want for anything. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask whatever you will. Because if you're abiding in God and God is abiding in us, we're not going to ask anything amiss.
Not outside of his word.
We are not going to ask outside of his will.
Mm-hmm.
And so his word is that guide. His word is that comfort to us. And that's why I think it's so important for us to study the word of God. Because this word also, Tamara, renews our minds. How, Tamara, then, do we approach the scripture in a way to allow the words that we study to renew us?
We're talking about a heart engagement. You know, we're talking about reading, and that's a bit surface level, but when we're studying, we're going deep. We're penetrating. So the renewal of the mind comes from saturating our thoughts with God's thoughts. You know, we need to marinate on it. We ought to replace those worldly perspectives with God's perspective. And that is focusing and studying and meditating and memorizing the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned about not sometimes not knowing the scripture reference, and that happens as we get older too. You know, we know the word itself, but we might, you know, the book it comes from, or you made a chapter, and sometimes it's difficult to recall the verse.
We have technology.
We just have technology.
Put the thought in, whatever you think it is, and they will tell you what the scripture and find it.
And thank God for technology,
thank God.
Because even then, when you're talking about faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I just put on my Bible app mm-hmm. and allow it mm-hmm. to play the scripture for me. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I would follow along mm-hmm. in the Bible, mm-hmm. reading and hearing. And sometimes I would just listen to it and allow my spirit to mm-hmm. commune with the mm-hmm. word. And so really, we have no excuse. You're driving in the car. You can now allow your phone to connect through your car and you can listen to it. You can have it on your bedside. There's Alexa, there's all these Siri, you know, all these different apps that can find the Bible verse that you're looking for, or if you want to do a study on a particular Bible character, all of these things are available to you. There are numerous Bible studies you can do and find them online. And that is important. But like I said, if you're just going to Sunday morning service, or you may be doing a weekday Bible study, and that's good and it's encouraged. Mm-hmm. But for you now to read that word, to understand it, and to allow the Holy Spirit to help you in your daily walk with Him, mm-hmm. understand the God you serve, who your Savior is, how the Holy Spirit works, how He helped His people from the beginning, and how He will help you today. That's more important. So allowing the word to become the very fabric of our being, shaping our desires and our motivations and our reactions to life, is very important.
And to approach the study of God's word, or God's word, with an open mind. Because if you grow up around church, you hear a lot of stuff. And sometimes your parents will tell you stuff. But it's not necessarily that they're all right. You know, yeah. Sometimes they hear things, never really went into the scripture to search it for themselves. And you take it and you carry that, thinking that that's what God requires yeah. of you. But I think to approach it with an open mind, and like you said, not to rush it, but to allow God to show you what He's saying. You don't need a PhD.
No.
You don't need to go to seminary to understand the scriptures. You just ask God for help.
You have the Holy Spirit.
And He Holy Spirit will help you.
What is important to me, when you're talking about, you don't need a PhD and stuff, but we send our children off to university mm-hmm. to study a particular discipline. And it was important for my husband and I that when our girls went to university, and thankfully there is a seminary mm-hmm. associated with the university that they went to, and we made sure that their electives, that they, you know, we paid for this, mm-hmm. so therefore you need to do a couple of classes mm-hmm. at the divinity mm-hmm. school. Mm-hmm. And so they were able to do New Testament studies, mm-hmm. Old Testament mm-hmm. studies, Christian ethics, mm-hmm. things like that. Mm-hmm. And for me, that's important to their faith.
That's important. My point is that you don't need that to hear what God is saying to you. And to allow this scripture to renew your mind, there's such wealth of knowledge. Look at Philippians 4, verses 6 through 7. Maybe you're worried about something. Maybe something is on your mind and it has you burdened down. What this God word says: do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
That's an anchor for the soul.
If you don't know this word, you worry all up and down the street, stressing yourself out. But here's God's word that's telling you, don't be anxious for anything. And I tell people close to me, like, I want this to be done. Like, I'm waiting for this answer. I said, no, don't be anxious for anything. Yes. You just present that to God and allow Him to work on your behalf.
His word anchors us. Hey,
yeah.
In a time of crisis, in a time of trouble, of uncertainty, His word anchors us. Mm-hmm. And even if we have worried about, you know, next steps, like you said, with the children, things like that, we know that He guides His children. Yeah. He leads them along.
Yeah.
And so we can even put the word in song.
Yes.
and encourage someone mm-hmm. with that.
Yep.
And encourage our own hearts. Mm-hmm. The word can even be given in, I see them doing it in spoken yep. word and mm-hmm. in different things. The word is there to yep. encourage you.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light
unto my path.
What if there is unforgiveness mm-hmm. and resentment? Someone may have offended you and it was really bad and you just can't shake it off. Every time you see this person, your blood just boils or you want to go a different direction because you cannot be in the same room with this person. Look at Ephesians 4 and 32. Mm-hmm. So let's start from 31 to mm-hmm. 32. Let all bitterness and wrath mm-hmm. and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgive you. This is his word. To renew it is allowing his word to reshape us, open our minds so that when we get into this word to study it, when God reveals it to us through his Holy Spirit, we can act.
It's nothing like when the word is being said. I mean, I can pass on the street and someone is doing a street meeting and they have their mic. And if you're a believer and your spirit connects with that word being read, you only could agree with that person and say, that's the word of God. Preach it and let it be heard.
Tomorrow, the scripture says, being approved by God. As we reflect on the call of Paul to study God's word, how does this perspective of being approved by God shape the way we approach the scripture?
If we look at the life of Jesus, he said he came to do the will of his Father who sent him. He knew the word. He was the word. In the beginning was the word. And that was Jesus. Is Jesus. He is the word. He is our truth. He lived the life that we see written in the word. He lived all that whom God is. He walked it before us in all humility, in servanthood, in doing the will of the Father, mm-hmm. in praying, in fasting, mm-hmm. in encouraging, in reproving, mm-hmm. in rebuking, mm-hmm. in correcting, in instructing in righteousness. That's the word.
Yeah.
That's what it does. Mm-hmm. And that's what Jesus lived before us as we read about it in the word. Mm-hmm. And that's who we should become.
Yeah.
Let this mind be in you as it mm-hmm. is in Christ Jesus.
Yes. Living and serving in a way that reflects his truth.
Yes.
And that pleases him. And please him rather than man. Tamara closes out in prayer, please.
Father, we are grateful. We are thankful. We consider ourselves blessed to be able to dive deep into your word and to share with our listening audience today more about the importance of studying to show ourselves approved. Lord, we want to be women of the word. We want to be people of the word. And in order to do that, we need to tarry. We need to spend time. And we need your Holy Spirit's help. And we are praying, Lord, that as we marinate on what all that was said today, that you will work in our hearts to be obedient children, those that follow hard after you, and acknowledging you in all of our ways. And we know you will direct our path. We thank you, we praise you, and we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Tamara, and thank you to our listening audience. We just want to encourage you to remember that when you open your Bible, you're not opening a textbook, you're opening a window to the heart of God. Until next time, continue to trust in God.